this is the day when Jesus, let me just read it here. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, and went out into the Mount of Olives, then saith Jesus unto them, all of ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Ladies and gentlemen, this is when Lord Jesus gets taken, and they beat him, and they spit on him, and they put him on the cross with common thieves. And I'll tell you what, Father, forgive them, for he know not what they do. Well, can you imagine all of that? You're the Son of God. And all of these things start to happen, yet you knew they were going to happen. And yet you had to experience them because your sins and my sins out here, and believe me, there's many of them, all right? And I'm talking about myself in the past, and I mean, I have to repent, you know? Repent and ask him to, you know, to remit the sins, you know? Because I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't nobody out here that's perfect. But Lord Jesus was sent by our Heavenly Father to come down the earth, and he was put onto the cross and then had to go through all of that. And they put a spear in his side, the spear of Longinus, the Roman soldier, to see if he was still alive on the cross. And he rose from the dead on the third day. Resurrection Sunday is coming up. I don't want to call it Ishtar, although I know of the English idea of Easter. But I don't want to be about Ishtar, okay? I would like it to be about Resurrection Sunday, in which he did. There's power in the blood of Jesus because he can remit your sins, and he came onto the earth and had to experience what he experienced on behalf of our Heavenly Father so that he could, if you believe it in him, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And if you believe in him and repent of your sins, basically he doesn't even say you have to necessarily repent, but if you repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and you're sincere, then he will do that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the best deal in town, let me tell you. Best deal in town. Incredible. Incredible. If you've seen gold, seen silver, all the prices, go to stevequayle.com. You can click on the precious metals section, which he has a wonderful portion there of the precious metal section. Gold, 2235.42. And that, it's not trading today, but that was up $39.69, or up 1.81% in a day. Silver, 2505, okay, plus 33 cents. Well, you know who caused that to go up? 33rd degree, and up 1.34 percentages. Platinum, 919.93, up 14.13. $14.13, 1.57% in a day. All right. I'm going to give you palladium, too, because palladium is interesting. Palladium and platinum, if you put those two together, then you've got cold fusion, do you not? Look cold fusion up and look the experiments that were done with it back a number of years ago, and they don't talk about it anymore. They talk about hot fusion sometimes, and then eDARPA, which is the military's DARPA, they've already pretty much figured out that even with hot fusion, they could, for about 200 grand, they could run every doggone electrical device in New York City or Chicago or L.A. or what have you. Palladium. But you see, you could do something with cold fusion that wouldn't cost very much if we had the technology available. So for maybe you could put a power plant in your home for less than $20,000. And run it for the rest of your life and never have to worry about any kind of energy or paying the electrical bill. Oh, now this is interesting. Palladium, 1051, 1051. It was up 30.33. Oh, there you go again. You see, 333 plus 3.05% in a day. So 333 is half of 666, isn't it? So here you got it. You got one. And just use the one and say, A, 5 plus 1 is 6, is up 333. Take the 0 out of the 30. All right. And then 3 and 5, take the 0 out of the 3.05%, and you have 3 plus 5 is 8. So 1, 6, plus half of 333, you see, is 8, or is God. You see what I'm saying? These people are telling you who they work for. Not Brother Quayle, who would sell a little gold or a little silver or platinum or what have you. But we're talking about the big New World Order bankers in London and New York, Zurich. We're talking about that. We're talking about the people of the Rio Tinto gold mines and all that stuff, the Rockefellers, all those people. But be that as it may, gold and silver and palladium and platinum are the only things that are going to be worth doodly. Except for any other commodity like canned food or long-term storage food or ammunition or firearms or whatever it might be. But there you go. There you go. I hope you got a little bit of gold or silver out there. That would be good. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air? That'd be a way of doing it. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, silver ounce, silver dime, silver quarters. Silver half, whatever it might be, of the pre-1965, 90% silver, or an ounce of silver, 999. Or Federal Reserve notes at this still stage of the game, easiest thing in the world. But you can also send a check or a money order, properly filled out everything, and you can send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. You can make the check out to Hawk. H-A-W-K if you want. And 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, apparently the CERN particle accelerator. I'm going to go down a few headlines on Brother Quayle's site here, stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. And be sure and click on the Q-Files 2.0 and also on the back where you've got a little bit of time to get the private briefings to be subscribed to it. He's cutting that off after a certain period of time. March 31st deadline for new subscribers for rest of 2024. Hurry. Private briefings, the truth about what's really going on, or he's got Steve Quayle 2.0. And then I'm going to tell you something. His Gen 6 Productions, the Mexico Expositions, I've seen some clips of it as he was starting to make it and stuff. I haven't seen the final thing as yet. You got to pre-order the DVD now. Alien Artifacts Unearthed, it'll blow your mind. And his guy Jesse, who is doing all the digs and who runs the archaeology in Mexico and where they're doing that to dig this stuff up, you see the actual digging in the soil and then digging down and then unearthing and finding these treasures down below the ground, which has not been dug before. So don't get me wrong. Some people are telling bullcrap about that. Bravo Sierra. Get this thing and you'll have your mind blown. Pre-order the DVD now. Alien Artifacts Unearthed. And Brother Quayle has all kind of stuff and any books he might still have that are available to take and put any book that he's got on board and add it to your order. Ask him if you can get a deal on several different books at a time, something like that. Call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. You get Daryl, his manager of the facility, or if you get Tyler, who handles a lot of the gold and the silver for Steve. If you get Steve himself, or if daughter Stephanie was happened to be there, whoever it is, you just tell them Hawk sent you to take good care of you. Now, any precious metals Steve has got, he's got them on the hoof somewhere in centralized locations. He can get them to you very quickly. You know, overnight or a 2-day, whichever, you know, some kind of a thing like that, real quick, depending on where you are, it won't make a difference. Call them up or click on stevequayle.com and then click on the precious metals if you order them. And Steve has always said, and he meant it about the metals, he also meant it about all of the preparatory items, the food, the ammunition, the water purification, the water storage blocks, all the different stuff, the tents, the helmets, the body armor, the whole bit. He says, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Remember that. You can't touch it, you don't own it. The store ain't going to be there when the old hypersonic missiles fly. CERN particle accelerator to go live during solar eclipse after 2-year hiatus. The machine, a large hadron collider, smashes protons into each other to bust them open and study the subatomic particles. You remember when they had the big pageant over there in CERN and they had all the devils and stuff and they came out of a cave or out of a tunnel and all of that? Do you remember also seeing this in the movie where the Tom Hanks was, you know, giving a lecture over there and then at the Vatican and all that. I forget the name of it. It was like one of the second movies about it. And they had the guy who was involved and almost becomes the Pope. But gets outed at the end, who was involved in, and they stole the particles from the CERN Hadron Collider, the antimatter particles, which could then blow the whole deal up or blow all of Rome up. And they were then killing the various bishops and priests and different things in Rome. Good movie. Interesting. So we got that going on. But you remember, if you look at pageant with Lucifer and the pageant and all kinds of different demons and stuff involved in it, that was a couple of years ago when they did that. Okay. This was breaking news a while back, but Putin had called for another 130,000 more conscripts for the war machine. I guess he's now actually calling up the 130,000, which many of them would have then been trained in this time period, some of them, like reservists or whatever. And so his army then will be increased to 1.3 million, okay, people. At arms. All you got to do is go down stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, go down the High Lines, go down Bank of America, CEO sends warning to the government, chaos is coming. No kidding, no you know what, Sherlock, you know what I mean? So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see stuff you can't believe. Matthew 24, and the prescription is Matthew 25. But I tell you what, let's go to Psalms right now, if we can. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to read the rest of it. I have read it to you several times at Psalm 91. But I will look at this. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high. because he hath known my name. Ah, verse 14 here. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. All, ladies and gentlemen, I pray the Lord Jesus will go to you. I pray that you believeth on him, and that because you do, and because he came to remit your sins, to wash your sins clean, the power of his blood came to see you and wash your sins clean. I pray you will ask him, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm repenting of my sins. Will you come into my heart to be my Savior? And if you're sincere, ladies and gentlemen, if you're sincere, he will come into your heart to be your Savior. And he will wash you clean, and you will start to see it. It will be like that old factory outside of town, which got the windows that haven't been washed for, those old industrial windows that haven't been washed for 30 or 40 years, with brown caked on dirt and stuff and grime on them. And you'll start to wash them clean, and you'll start in the corner, and you start in the corner, you'll start to see more light coming through the windows and all the stuff. And you'll see the beauty and the ray of hope of the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. You'll start to see it as he washes you clean. And some of you got a lot of cleaning up to do. I certainly do, and he's still starting to work on me. And I pray that he will come and remove this stuff that's inside of me, the cancer, and remove it. And restore my bodily systems and organs, which is already on the path to doing, apparently. And he will restore them, and he will remove the pain from me. And Lord Jesus, I pray you'll restore me back to a more optimal health and body, mind, and spirit. And Lord Jesus, will you go to Bruce, the old stagecoach stop? Will you go to Ronnie in Iowa? And others there in Iowa, will you go to old Ronnie? Will you touch him, Lord? Will you touch him, and will you show him that you're the with him, and remove anything from his body, Lord, any malignancy, any tumors, any kind of a problem, and restore him back to health, Lord Jesus. And, oh, Lord, Jarhead, and the people there, and then we've got Lindsay, and we've got the Allegheny crew as well, and we've got all kind of different people who have had the things, the Nunamakers. Lord Jesus, go to the Nunamakers. They are some of your wonderful missionaries in the Indochina, Lord Jesus. You know that. And will you, not only will you touch them, Lord, and let them know that you're touching them too, and restore them back to health, and remove any cancer or any kind of a trouble or any kind of affliction from them, and restore them back to health. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. And I'll tell you what, while we're out of here, let's just give out the Nunamakers address, because they provide Bibles with your dollars that you send them. They will provide Bibles and songbooks in the dialects of the mountainous villages. And it's kind of interesting that today also is Vietnam Veterans Day, Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day. And to all of you who served in Vietnam in that era, may the Lord Jesus bless, protect you, and may he heal you of all your ills. May he remove any doubt. May he remove any problems or any troubles or any liabilities you feel you might have for the things you've done. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he'll do it. But you remember the Mountain Yards. The Mountain Yards are on fire for the Lord Jesus. And each one of the villages has got a different dialect or different language. and the Nunamakers, Nunemaker, Dave and Debbie Nunamaker. Send anything you can. Let the Lord decide how much it should be to the Nunamaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project. They just were there and they snuck in and got in there and gave training to all the people they started training and who have been training their own brethren, and the churches are growing. It went from a huge house church overflowing. And then you recall I talked to you about how they took $20,000, and that was out of donations, and they built a small church behind the house church. A small, not brick and mortar church, obviously, but they built a small frame building to make it into a church. Oh, it's on fire from the Lord, and they're baptizing, and they're singing, and they're praying, and they're going village to village, and they're going and they're doing their own work and spreading the gospel. And they give thanks for every delivery of every Bible and every songbook that they bring in. And the new believers, they try to give them to the new believers to get them fired up. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton. It's an Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And be sure and contact stevequayle.com. You can click on the buy gold or silver, or you can contact them through email and buy whatever books they've got left. See if they've got a special on any books they've got left, like the Giants books or Promise of the Premise or Premise of the Promise or Empire Beneath the Ice. I don't know what they have left. Or Terminated. Or Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters. Or Aliens and Fallen Angels. Excellent books that Brother Quayle has done over the years. He can't reprint them because they can't give him costs. And they can't tell him when they'll be done, necessarily. And the time is getting very short as it is anyway. So be sure and sign up for Steve's private briefings. You got a few more days to get that. And Steve Quayle 2.0, sign up for that if you can. Tell them old Hawk sent you. Oh, man, oh, man. Scientists apparently are close to controlling all genetic material on Earth. Artificial chromosomes that are lab-made structures are designed to mimic the function of natural chromosomes. The packaged bundles of DNA found in the cells of humans and other organisms. So, in other words, they're putting an end to other things. And then here we've got the avian flu. It's been around for a couple of years, but we got an avian flu strain that is in the milk cattle in Texas and Kansas, and various places. The avian flu up in Minnesota and starting to go around the rose, ring around the rosy. Read up on your own thing. I'm telling you. You better watch out. I think they'll soon probably have it in the chickens and all the different fowl and stuff. And I don't know what it'll do there, but it's going to be really wild. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is like right out of the pages of Revelation. And Matthew 25, Steve tells you what? Parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. The foolish virgins don't bring any lamp oil with them. They bring their lamp, but they don't bring the lamp oil, and they didn't buy any. But the wise virgins have lamp oil and extra wicks and all the different stuff probably they need. And they're waiting for the bridegroom to come. And then the foolish virgins say, oh, give us some of your oil, lest when the bridegroom comes, we don't have any. And they say, no, not so. You go to them that sell and buy it for yourself, lest we not have enough. So while the foolish virgins go to buy from the sellers of the lamp oil, the bridegroom cometh, and they go in, all the wise virgins go in to the marriage with him through the door, and the door is shut. And the foolish virgins come and say, Lord, Lord, it's out of Matthew 25. Let us in. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Prepare, ladies and gentlemen, get prepared. Repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And then prepare with food and water purification and first aid, warm clothes, whatever it might be. I'll tell you what, a body armor and a helmet wouldn't hurt you. TacHelmets.com or go to SportsmansGuide.com and look up and find. TacHelmets.com has got bulletproof helmets that will repel or turn. Not repel, but they'll turn or flip it away. They don't get penetrated by a 30 caliber rifle round or 45 or 22s or whatever it might be, or shotgun pellet or shrapnel. TacHelmets.com and then a sportsmansguide.com. Go to the body armor and you can get level 4 plates or 3 or 3A plates or whatever it is you please. Put the plates into a vest or into a carrier, military grade carrier, and you have yourself a pretty good, doggone, wonderful bulletproof vest, or you have a level 4 body armor which will stop a rifle round. All right? A 30 caliber rifle round, 7.62 by 51 or what have you. New study estimates U.S. is 13.7 illegal aliens, 37% increase since Biden took office. Ah, that's larger than 30, Steve says here, larger than 33 states, individual populations. I think it's more like 33 million that are already here and that 13.7 million have come in since Biden took office, okay? This is interesting. CDC alerts doctors. Daily Mail story. For rare bacterial infection that's killing 1 in 6 people and appearing with unusual symptoms. Health officials warn against a rare infection killing 1 in 6 Americans. This bacterial disease is most common in adults 30 to 60. Most common, but it could be somewhere else too. All right. CDC issues warning against nasal rinsing with tap water. Oh, now that's interesting. Warns against nasal rinsing with tap water. Health officials have warned doctors to be on the lookout for a rare bacterial infection that kills 1 in 6 sufferers. Well, this is interesting. I'm going to have to watch out with my nose, okay? Big and prominent nose, which I have to blow periodically now and all the different things. But I have to watch out for that. Health officials have warned doctors be on the lookout for the rare infection. CDC issued alert. Let's see if I can go down the page here a bit. I'll tell you what. When you got people on your route, they don't want to let you get down the page. You see that? That's interesting. Very interesting. Okay, CDC issued alert Thursday. Doctors about increased case of type of meningitis. causing strain that is rising rapidly in the U.S. It's another bug. The agency found there have already been 143 infections caused by the bacteria. Neisseria, meningitis, subgroup, YST-1466, 80% more than this time last year. This type of meningitis can be spread from person to person through saliva and respiratory secretions, such as from kissing, coughing, sneezing, or living in close contact with others who are infected. Last year, 422 illnesses from Neisseria meningitis were reported in the U.S., the highest since 2014. These are four subgroups of the meningococcal bacteria that circulate in the U.S. About 65% of the cases have been in adults 30 to 60. Ladies and gentlemen, this could something could be possibly, and I don't know, meningitis is responsible for about 153 deaths in the U.S., but if they could do some kind of a way to ramp that stuff up and combine it with, say, the avian flu, the bird flu, or something like that, and I don't know, maybe they've already done it if they can do it. But this is death and hell that followed with him. Brother Quayle is correct. I'm just telling you, if you don't read stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, and read his stories, you're not getting it. We're in for a mess. It's going to be a mess. And unless the elect be saved, there will no flesh, you know, I mean, be no flesh saved. Oh, boy. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better have some firearms because there's going to be creatures. There's going to be aliens from hell. There's going to be outer space aliens, fallen angel types. And there's going to be all kind of stuff. Now they're talking about the possibility of some kind of a worm, a sea worm type of a thing, or an eel or some kind of a deal. Some of them coming up out of the sea. But they're like the worm. It looks like the monster sandworms that you see depicted in Dune, but they're not that big. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you. And if you go to sportsmansguide.com, you can see helmets, you can see body armor, all kind of stuff. But you'll also see food and all kind of things that you can get, and get whatever you can get coming to you. You're going to need some silver, you're going to need some gold, you're going to need food, you're going to need the water purification, you're going to need the firearms and the firearm ammunition. I tell you what, I got a report. There is some there, and I'm not saying I got a report out of one area from somebody who talked to him about his one of his sons lives somewhere out in Washington State, and they say that they're having trouble getting ammunition in any kind of quantity, in the type of thing that they're looking to get it into, all right? And I'm not sure exactly what it is. You can find some stuff, and then there's always some. But I guess in some areas, they limit the amount you can buy. So I don't know about that, but that's the report I'm getting. Get it from whoever you can get it from quick. and go find somebody out in the country in an old hardware store or sport goods store or gun shop somewhere and buy you some dadgum ammo. Go online and buy you some doggone ammo. See if you can make sure that you can guarantee when it will be arriving at your house and by what means. And how much. We're in for deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm telling you, bioweapons that are coming and being shot out of the air and the chemtrails and all the different stuff. They're going in and poisoning our waters and our lands, I'm telling you. And everywhere we look, the EIEIOs are watching you, but they ain't watching our enemies. Because our enemy is inside the gate. And pouring millions from the Chinese Communist Party, Red China Joe's family. And last night, when Trump went to Officer Diller's wake in Massapequa, Red China Joe and Slick Willie and the Joker Tut will raise $26 million. And that's all right. But maybe Red China Joe, maybe all of them should have gone to the officer's wake. And then I guess somebody tried to go to it today, Governor Hochul, and they really didn't want her to come. So while the CERN particle accelerator goes live and they start playing, and that's the one where they, quote unquote, found the God particle, right? They found the Lucifer particles, what they did. And hence their play or the little sketch that they did, the sketch they did. And that was at sometime in the, you know, the a couple of years ago, they had them come out, you know, the horned demon god, what's his name, Clotilde or whatever, you know, and all. I forget the exact name, but that's something close. It's basically Luciferian stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. You get you a good Louisville Slugger and a garbage can lid if nothing else. All right? Or a machete and a garbage can lid if nothing else. Or a hatchet. One of them old S-wing hatchets. And a garbage can lid and you stand and fight them. You stand and you fight until you lay them to the ground. I met a guy one time who was in a Dutch army unit, and it was historically the Dutch unit that were the last people. They stood under a bridge. They had used a bridge there as a defense, a train bridge or a bridge, you know, somewhere over the road or what have you. And when the Nazis were getting ready to go into the big city there, either Amsterdam or Rotterdam, I forget which one it was, but it was one of the bigger cities in Holland. And these guys stood in the gap against the Nazis coming in, the SS troops, and they fought them with their rifles and shot all their ammo and were extremely accurate and were killing the Nazis by the bushel barrel full. And they had the fixed bayonets, yes. And they fixed bayonets, and they fought them with the bayonets and killed a lot of them and drove them back. It was like they were driving back the Persians at Thermopylae with the 300 Spartan. But these guys out of the Dutch military, they stood their ground. And then they fought with the bayonets. Sometimes were dislodged. They had to pull them out. Or they fell off the guns. And they used the guns as clubs. And they fought the Nazis with the guns as clubs. and they fought him until they went hand to total hand, and they stayed in the gap against it. They stayed in the gap against the Nazis and the Lucys, all right? So what I'm telling you is it's Good Friday and all of that, but I'm going to tell you what. Lord Jesus will remit you of your sins. He will come into your heart to be your Savior if you just believe in Him. But in to protect you and your family until He returns with a sword in His mouth to take on the armies of the devil, of the wicked ones, and all of His crew, then you're going to need to stand in the gap with the Lord against them. Oh, there's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Power in the blood of Jesus. And just to remind you, China's Ministry of Defense, oh, who was so wonderful. China was meeting with a bunch of American big-wing businessmen in the last couple of days. But they said in their Ministry of Defense that China stated, and they stated it publicly, that China is ready to intervene militarily anywhere if the United States or NATO attacks Russia. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Well, we attacked Russia, allegedly, didn't we? Attacked the Crocus Hall. And now people can't understand why all of a sudden a bridge is gone. And a bridge over troubled waters and over a container ship that's like a character out of an Obama Joker Tut movie, where the carrier ship runs onto a beach. And then you recall the USS Donald Cook, where a plane, a MiG, flew over. Or a Sikorsky or a MiG flew over that ship and turned off all the lights, baby. That was back a number of years ago. The USS Donald Cook. Engines and everything turned off. They had to go on only emergency power only and limp back home with just the exit lights and a few things until they could get it going to get back home and to be towed. And then that was an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer, and we had two or three other Arleigh Burke-class destroyers in the last 10 years, I believe, that have got taken out of the box and had accidents and got hit. And they got hit by container ship in one case, did they not, off the coast of Japan or off the coast of China, as I recall? I'm going to tell you what, when you see them coming down the street, you put the hide on and you get the good optics going. You're going to have optics. If you can get you a little bit of night vision or a good scope, if you got a little starlight, maybe you can do some good, or a moon. But if you got a good scope, or if you got some night vision, see if you can use it. But remember, night vision, a lot of times you've got the beam going out, they can see your night vision. So you might want to eat some carrots as well, or anything to keep your vision as good as you possibly can. And you just see them coming and hear them. And when they come down your road, and they come in to look for your goods, or come in to look for you, then you give them the blizzard. And I'm telling you, give them the blizzard, and you give them the blizzard until they got no more, can no more take a blizzard. You understand? And then you beat, and get around the corner and get to the next hidey hole, hide out. And that's something that you should have in your neighborhood. You got to figure out where you might go. Or if you're going to stand and deliver to them, you've got to have some kind of a prop up to give you a little bit of protection. You can make you a wall out of 3/4-inch plywood and fill it with sand and river rock, put it on a rolling cart, that'll give you some protection. Or you can put some steel plates on a rolling contraption and hide behind it if you got a slit where you can use to shoot around. You got a brick block wall, something like that. That'll give you a little bit of protection against the small arms. But you got to move, shoot, communicate. Move, shoot, communicate. But I'm going to tell you what, the first preparation to make before food, before water, water purification, before first aid gear, before warm socks or warm clothing of any type or socking hats, or something that will work in the summertime where you got much, much more water and something to cool it down, you see? Or before you get any of that, what you want to do is you want to ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart to be my Savior. And if you're sincere, he'll do it. And you'll have, even if you're to lay down your life, your body, it will not touch a hair on your head. You remember that portion there I read to you so many times? In the red letter editions? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. I wish you didn't have to. And I wish I was at the peak of my physical condition instead of at a weaker point. But I'm going to trust in the Lord Jesus. I'm going to go with Psalm 23. I'm going to go with what I read there. That other Psalm, 91, is it 91? And I'm just going to understand John 14. The promises he gives you there. The works that I do, ye shall do also, so that the Son may be glorified in the Father, you see. I don't have time to read that exactly right now, but I think you should go to John 14. I've read it to you so many times. And I thank you to all the people out there, the good people. Lady J, my brother in Beatrice, Nebraska, brothers and sister in Kearney, Nebraska. Dunlap, Hampton, Iowa. All good people. In the Uper, out in Texas. Amarillo, Bimonian. And then my old worn soul drive buddies. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and may he provide you with total provision and superabundance of preparatory items as we enter in to what could be as little as a 6 or 7 minute nuclear war. But then years of, for the survivors, years and years of travail after that. Hundreds of millions would die in the first 72 minutes of nuclear war, expert warns, and in the event of a launch being detected. This is what I've been saying. The future of mankind would be determined in just 6 minutes. They've got cruise missiles that are off the coast of East Coast and off the West Coast and in the Gulf Coast. The Russians do. Cruise missiles could hit in 2 minutes. Take out D.C., take out Baltimore, and then, oh, isn't it interesting that some of the ships, like I told you, the big ship cranes that would be needed if you're going to have any kind of a disaster with other vessels, say at Norfolk, or somewhere else, they're over there trying to pull up the disaster that's already happened that they couldn't even get their stuff figured out that they did it, or they won't tell you that. But they're fiddling the can now every day on TV on that one. And the AI's taking over, and I guess one of the new updates on computers, Microsoft computer stuff on the Windows. I guess one of the new updates is filled with the AI. So, I mean, that's, if you're going to update, that's going to have to be updated at some point. You're going to have to probably install the AI in your own system. But don't worry about that. Stick with the Lord Jesus. Stick with our Father in heaven. And that is the key. That is the key to the whole bit. You know what I'm saying? Ah, ladies and gentlemen. Get any kind of off-grid power kit you can get. If you got solar, get solar. If you can get the ability to do any kind of wind power stuff to charge batteries, do that. Any kind of it you can. Yes, you may not see the sun where you're at. Well, then you better be buying firewood, and you better be getting you one of them bicycles like old Charlton Heston rode the bicycle so that Edward G. Robinson could have a little power, the old man in the movie, you know, while the howling demons were outside, you know. Just look those people up. You'll find them. Scotland's got a new totalitarian hate speech law coming April Fool's Day, April 1. So I'll tell you what, you just cannot say anything against any of the wokes or any of the people, or cannot speak your mind. Since a lot of that's going on in the United States already. So don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Remember, you got Resurrection Sunday this weekend. Jesus rose from the dead. He is available to wash your sins clean and to be your Savior. All you got to do is repent of your sins. Ask Him, Jesus, come into my heart to be my Savior. Be sincere. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. Bandango Rangers, strike blows against the enemy of Jesus. Check in with Lieutenant Tanner and tell you how. Mickey Lapua, go see General McCormick. He's got a mission for you. Stay on the optics, however, and squeeze the trigger, Mickey. Road and track and little L. All your ninja ways and Muay Thai ways. I'm hearing you're getting really, really good. Even little L is getting good. That's what I hear. But you remember, your daddy can still best y'all. So pay attention what he has to say to you, because he's a good one. Have him teach you target practice. Happy Resurrection Sunday to the Lord Jesus. I praise Him with everything I've got.